What we did was, once we had shown that IO exists as a phenomenon made up of three dimensions of ITP, IBV, and IMP, and we have shown it that when a company is high on IO, it predicts higher business performance. The next question we have is, what can we do to advise companies to improve on their IO situation? If they're low now, which dimension should they work on, and how should they approach that? That was really the prescriptive approach we wanted to develop. The technique that we decided to use to help build our maturity model is a statistical technique called path analysis. What path analysis did was, it looked at the causal relationships between any individual dimension and another one, and in essence determined, what do you have to improve or get higher on to make the next dimension higher? And in essence, what we can do is we can develop a path or a chain of events that must occur for an organization to get high on IO. What we can do is that chain of events will result in a higher overall IO score for a company, or improve its overall information effectiveness, which we now know is linked to business performance, so it results in a prescriptive path. Once we had developed the IO maturity model based on path analysis, which provided us one overall path for improving information orientation, we went out and selected representative companies or cases of high-performing IO companies and looked at what did they do to improve business performance across each of the dimensions. Those lessons learned have been applied to our maturity model, so that now when a company is low on any individual dimension, we can determine based on the exact scoring they have the right remedy for improving that individual dimension. This provides a very powerful prescriptive tool that can be customized to the unique IO situation of any company and provide them with a unique set of prescriptions for improving their overall IO situation.